And as we've been reporting this week, Pakistan is one of the last places in the world where children are still getting polio. Vaccine programs face intense and sometimes violent opposition. Of course, it's crucial for health workers to convince parents to let their children receive a vaccine for polio, just like it would be in any country. So a team of Harvard researchers recently did a poll to find out if parents in Pakistan are part of the problem. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports that the results stunned those researchers.
Imagine you're a parent in northwest Pakistan. You live in a remote village, think mud huts on mountaintops. And every few weeks, some strangers carrying vials of an odd liquid come knocking on your door.
Frankly, if someone came to my house and said, you know, you don't know me from Adam, but I'd like to vaccinate your child, I wouldn't let them.
That's Shona Berry of the World Health Organization, a key player in a decades-long campaign to stamp out polio. And yet that effort's success depends on these parents in Pakistan saying yes. The weirdness of strangers showing up at your door isn't the only hurdle. In Pakistan's northwest tribal areas, where most of the polio cases are found, parents face a lot of pressure to say no. I'm talking about the Taliban.
USA! USA! USA!
Osama bin Laden is dead.
Remember in 2011 when U.S. forces tracked down and killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan? Well, it soon came out that they had used a vaccination campaign as cover during the hunt. Now, it was for hepatitis, not polio. Still, the Taliban was furious. Here's Shireen Gurgis of UNICEF, which co-sponsored the poll with Harvard.
There have been health worker attacks, and there have been bans on polio campaigns for 2 years now. So there's this climate that we're working in.
More than 60 polio workers have been killed, and the Taliban still outright bans vaccinators from two areas where they have a lot of control. The result of those bans? A surge in polio in that region. More than 50 kids paralyzed just this year. The message to parents from all this? Don't even think of opening your door for a vaccinator. And it's not just the Taliban. Across Pakistan, the revelation about the CIA's ploy created suspicion about what vaccinators are really up to. This is a preacher all the way in the southwest of Pakistan. He's telling his congregation that polio vaccination program, it's run by foreigners who are out to sterilize Muslim children. And UNICEF's Shireen Gurgis said that the pollsters they sent, they found that people had heard a lot of rumors like this.
The vaccine is not halal, for example, or that it's not made with ingredients that they feel comfortable with.
Or worse, the vaccine gives your kids AIDS. On the plus side, nationwide, only 1 in 10 parents thought the rumors might be true. And even in the northwest tribal areas, only a third thought there might be something to the tales. But researchers say these rumors can still be a problem. Gillian Steele Fisher of Harvard ran the poll.
People don't necessarily have to believe them in full, but you worry about that kind of atmosphere of misunderstanding about the vaccine.
That's because of another challenge facing the polio eradication effort. With other vaccine programs, it's enough to reach a good majority of kids. But when it comes to polio, health workers are trying to wipe this disease off the planet. So UNICEF's Shireen Gurgis says even reaching, say, 75% of kids isn't good enough.
Polio is a 100% program. You need to find every child living in the most far-flung area, living in the most conflict-affected area, living in the hardest-to-reach area.
And you don't just need to reach them once, or even twice, or even three times. You need to convince parents to let you vaccinate their child at least 4 times in a single year. That's what it takes to get full immunity with this vaccine. And when you keep showing up, parents might start to get exasperated. Here's the World Health Organization's Shona Berry.
So this is one of the few services they're seeing come to their door for free, and yet it's coming over and over, which is something that's hard for them to understand.
See, polio is a big priority for the international community, but it's become rare enough that even in northwest Pakistan, a lot of these parents haven't ever seen it. It's not really on their minds. Harvard's Gillian Steele Fisher says they brought up a lot of other concerns.
They're facing the most fundamental challenges, things like clean water.
Steele Fisher's team also found that a lot of parents don't think polio is that serious, that the paralysis it causes is curable. It isn't. And when they asked parents, does your child have to take the vaccine every time it's offered? A lot of parents said yes, always.
But we also had a sizable share of parents who said, sometimes, not necessarily every time.
And yet, for all of these obstacles, when the pollsters asked parents in the Northwest tribal areas the central question, the question that was most important to their poll, if a health worker came to your door, did you let them vaccinate your child? Practically every parent, 95%, said yes. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.